The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And they end up in some places where you'd least expect them. They go all over our country.
Fans of the greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia, this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, and I am your host, as always, Phil Gray, broadcasting here from Hamilton, New Zealand, with another great hour of obscure 60s garage. And we got it underway with something really obscure, released 1967 on Mirbo Records. The band is called The Household Sponge. That is a kind of earlier lineup of an American band out of New York called The Head Shop, who had one album in 1969. The Household Sponge, described as a street corner band who released a single in 1967, predicted to reach the Hot 100 by Billboard magazine. Doubt that it did. The Household Sponge, a track called Scars. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Here's a band out of Albertville, Alabama. 1968 single on Chime Records. This is the B-side, No Matter What They Say.
You know, girl, that I love you, and you know that I'll be true. You know, girl, everything is okay. We'll be together every night and day. I said, I love you. night and day. I don't care what the people might say. I don't care if they walk out on me. I'll be so happy when you hear by me. I said, I love you. I said,
excitement of Helen and several beers have taken effect. Inhibition and caution are forgotten. When Helen suggests they have a few more beers, he's all for it. Why not? Everyone else is doing it. To refuse would be square, and that terrible label must be avoided at all costs. Besides, he's never been high on it before, and he never will. He can handle the stuff. The trouble is, he can't handle so much. Under the influence of the beer, Helen comes through as much more friendly. He's flattered by her attentions and her interest in him. If he could see her arms, scarred by the needle marks, he would know she's a hype. If he could see her police record, he would know she works for Pete. Pete and Helen know their parts well. They've been through it before, and they know the time is right. Throw out the sucker bait. It's time for the next step.
This anxious color waiting patiently to be released unsuspectingly. abandoned dreams have been haunting me. I'll make the world like it's supposed to be. Color streaming from my mind. Color, no ordinary kind. The greens are running to my pocket. The blue returning to the sky. Now what is this that has come over me? Creating color for my eyes. Anxious color, please be good to me. Don't make me live my life fearfully. Come strong and color my frustration. I need to rise in new elation. Color, brightly blinding eyes. Color, erasing all my cries. Blackened portraits of my foes. Red, yellow, white, how it grows. Now what is this that has come over me? Creating color for my eyes. Creating color for my eyes. Anxious color, oh, oh, oh. Anxious color, no, no. Anxious color, no, 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 no. Anxious color.
It's a set of three North American tracks, The Grains of Time, No Matter What They Say, top of the set. Then out of Canada, a band called The 49th Parallel. Described as one of an unusual breed of garage punk bands to come out of Canada in the mid-60s, originally known as The Shades of Blonde, they formed in Calgary, signed to Gaiety Records, made their debut in mid-1967 with a piece of hard-edged garage punk laden with fuzz-tone guitar and a defiant sneer called Labourer, sold moderately well in Canada. We had a track by the 49th Parallel called You Do Things. And then thirdly in the set, back to the States, band out of Fort Myers, Florida, active from 67 through to 69, called the Painted Faces, largely unknown during their career, but thanks to a number of garage punk compilations featuring their tracks, became somewhat better known. In fact, Mojo magazine, fantastic music magazine, named the track we had, Anxious Color, as one of the top 100 psychedelic songs of all time. So they had four 45 RPM singles, all in 1967, The Painted Faces. Stay tuned, I've got a special guest on this week's Retrospect straight after this.
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Regular Retrospect fans will know that I am both a big fan of and friends with members of Chicago's original garage rock band, The Cave Dwellers. Delighted to have on the line joining us for this episode, Mr. Rick Saucy, drummer with the Cave Dwellers.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Yeah, really good. You're out at a gig tonight.
Yeah, we were out listening to a band called Hot Rocks, a Rolling Stones tribute band.
And now I've got you on the line from Chicago to talk about the Cave Dwellers. You are the drummer for Chicago's original garage rock band, the Mighty Cave Dwellers. They're still a going concern, right?
Big gigs coming up, and hopefully we'll keep playing for a long time.
Yeah, great news. Now, I've got you on the line to talk about a track called You Know Why, recorded by the Cave Dwellers. Was that 1965?
Right around that time, yes.
But this was never released as the Cave Dwellers. What's the story?
Well, we had this producer who didn't like the name the Cave Dwellers. He didn't think it was a cool name.
Right.
He thought that the name The Ravels was better than that, and we had no say in it. It came out as You Know Why by The Ravels.
So that was that pressed as a 45?
It was a 45.
So You Know Why on one side, a second track called You Love Me No More, also, was that the same 45?
Yes.
Okay, so two, I know that You Love Me No More was written by Freddie Glickstein. From the Cave Dwellers.
Right. Freddie's with the band early, and then he went on to fame with The Flock.
Okay, so two Cave Dwellers tracks pressed on the same 45 released as The Ravels, simply because the producer didn't like the name The Cave Dwellers. Really odd choice, actually, because, I mean, there was another Cave Dwellers as well, but certainly, well, surely there were more bands called The Ravels around the world.
I don't think there was ever another band called The Ravels.
Really?
As far as I know, I mean, I'd never heard of any other band called The Ravels other than from Chicago. Yeah, you would think that, but I mean, I just never saw anything or heard anything about them.
Let's check out, in fact, we're going to check out both these tracks, Rick. First up, The Cave Dwellers, under the pseudonym The Ravels with You Know Why. And straight after that, we're going to go into, same thing, Cave Dwellers, under the name Ravels with You Love Me No More. Rick, I'm going to give you the honor of introducing the track.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Cave Dwellers present to you You Know Why and You Love Me No More.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Yeah.
gentlemen, when you feed your children on rock and roll, you're feeding them on something that destroys their virtue and their willpower.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Around.
and the set of four there, all out of North America. Got underway with two tracks from the band called The Ravels, actually The Cave Dwellers under another name, as my friend Rick Saucy, drummer with the band, explained. First up we had The Ravels with You Know Why, followed by You Love Me No More. Then, probably the best known garage band in this episode, The Count Five, off their 66 LP Psychotic Reaction, track called They're Gonna Get You. And then from Canada, a band called The King Bees, B spelled B-E-E-Z-Z. Founded in Edmonton, Alberta, by Ron McLaughlin, who was actually from Port Glasgow, Scotland. Their first single actually made for a local label in Edmonton. She Belongs to Me on the A side, Gloria on the B side. That's one of my favourite covers of one of my favourite songs, The King Bees with Gloria. An extended global garage set, starting straight after this.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, we've been featuring many, many tracks from Peru on this show. Such a vibrant scene in the mid-60s in that part of the world. This band, though, described as a psychedelic Peruvian rock band, formed 1963, part of the golden age of Peruvian rock. They recorded four studio albums and a soundtrack to a Mexican movie called Las Psychedelicas. They are Los Shanes. This one is Shanes A Go Go.
Soy Wilfredo Sandoval de los Belkins. Nosotros nos gusta escuchar la radio Retrospective 16 Garage Punk Show. Y hay mucha buena, buena música que ustedes pueden disfrutar de ella en Retrospect. Les agradecemos que tengan la amabilidad de escuchar todo el listado que hay en Retrospect. Gracias. Que tengan ustedes un buen día.
this is John Brain from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
Of Global Garage, Lost Shane's top of the set, Shane's A Go-Go, then a quick message from Willie Sandoval, founding member of the next band, the Los Belkings, formed in 1963 by Wilfredo Sandoval Moreno, or Willie Sandoval, named their band after a brand of whiskey, adding a G and the traditional apostrophe that so many Latin American bands have when it's a plural, so Los Belkings. Track called Septima Patrulla, or Patrulla, depending which part of Spanish-speaking world you're from. And then wrapping the set, out of South Africa, a band called Group 66. Formed in Johannesburg, 1966, together just 1 year, but they did have four 45 RPM singles. We took the B-side of their second one, a track called I Know About Love. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
It was very, very special.
Well, one of the most important group sounds bands out of the Japanese group sound scene were called the Jaguars. Led by drummer Yukio Miya, the Jaguars, or Jaggers as they were called in Japan, sort of straddled that void between pop music and garage rock, although they did cement their reputation covering the Blues Magoo's Tobacco Road. So this is the Jaguars with I Want to See You Again.
わかさゆえ苦しみわかさゆえ悩み心の痛みに恋も一人なく忘られぬあの日思い出のあの時 Won't you see again? 見つめる
signora
la vereguase mi vado brose mi vado brose mi tu voglia Condrò,
Mi
va con Rose, mi va con Mose, qui tu va via. Con vere 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 qua. Con vere 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 qua.
Everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Thank you.
It's a very eclectic set of Global Garage on Retrospect. Japanese group sounds band The Jaguars, top of the set, with I Want to See You Again out of 1967. There's something a little bit more difficult to describe. I'm just going to go with freak beat. The band is from Egypt. They are called The Wrong Notes. Members of the band apparently from Egypt, Syria, and Lebanon, but all based in Egypt. The track called Vera Guai, sort of described as freak beat mod, and a track actually from 1970. That one appears on the compilation called Waking Up Scheherazade Volume 2, Arabian Garage Psych Nuggets from the 60s and early 70s. So The Wrong Notes. And then wrapping the set, another Retrospect favourite, Hey Joe, as done by Yuya Uchida and the Flowers. You can find them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Yuya Uchida and the Flowers, or the Flower Travelin' Band, as they became, off an album released in 1969 called Challenge, mainly cover songs, an opportunity for Yuya Uchida to explore the emerging psychedelic rock movement outside of his own career. So Big Brother and the Holding Company, Cream, Jefferson Airplane, and Hendrix tracks on that album, and that very cool cover of Hey Joe.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
I find them exciting. There are many things I do like, but some of them, I think, are insulting to one's intelligence.
Well, here's one from France, a 7-inch 45 EP on Polydor from 1964. The band is called Les Players. Check this one out. C7L.
Yeah. ahí voy para ser muy feliz. Ahí voy, voy a dejarte mi amor. Ahí voy, ahí voy, ahí voy.
And a bit more Mexican garage to wrap this episode of Retrospect. The band's called Los Oxfords. Off Eco Records, they had an LP released 1968 in Mexico, included a cover of the Seeds' Push Into Art called Apriétame Más, but credited to Los Sharks. The band came from St. Luis Potosí, out of central Mexico, Los Oxfords, with Ahí Voy. Taking us to the end of this episode, thank you for listening, thank you for sharing Retrospect. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Don't forget back episodes all across the web. Just go to your favorite podcasting app or podcasting website. See if they carry Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. You'll definitely find us in Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'm going to wrap it with another instrumental. In fact, same guy that we had last week. Tommy Falcone and the Centuries. I mentioned this track last week. Tommy Falcone, from a basement in New Jersey, Tommy Falcone remade himself into a Phil Spector. From 1962 to 70, he founded and ran Cleopatra Records, discovered and mentored many young Garden State talents, wrote songs and produced wild studio effects, and quit his day job to promote it all himself. So Tommy Falcone, instrumental out of the States. This one's called Like Weird. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.